that is at least close to a shayla, and that is the person, the child that hurts themselves, an adult hurts themselves, and they need to have stitches. So the closing up the wound in and of itself is a requirement that is on the Bikuach Nevesh level, because if one doesn't close up the wound, one runs the risk of some kind of infection. And infection is always a Bikuach Nevesh case. And the halacha referred to the Mako Shel Cholol as some kind of inner disease. And even though it's very, very common that we get small local infections and we don't go crazy over them, and we don't go to the ER when you have a little bit of when something has to be lanced and so on and so forth. But that doesn't mean that infections can become very, very, pick up a life of their own and sort of take over. So a person has an open wound without, and if it's a kind of thing that you've seen 1,000 times before, so every father and mother will look at the kid and say, okay, you have an infected finger, it's going to be fine. A little bit of Bactine and so on and so forth. Or a little bit of disinfectant, or you soak it. So, but if it's something that you have, there's an open wound and you have not seen this before, and you really don't know what created the open wound, so then you do have to get somebody, a doctor, to make a judgment call of whether this is the kind of thing that can wait till after Shabbos, or this is the kind of thing which has to be cleaned out and sewn up sooner. So that's number one. Number two, and obviously in the absence of a medical opinion on the spot, so you obviously err on the side of having it sewn up. And now, the issues with sewing, let's describe the concerns of sewing. The concerns of sewing is a tefira, it's one of the obvious malachis. And when one does stitches, there are different ways of doing stitches. But the most common way the stitches are done are that one pulls the skin together, and then one ties the stitch. So there's a tefira and a kshira. And sometimes doctors do one kesher for many, many stitches, but what's most common nowadays is do a kesher per stitch. So that's and a kesher, Lach ora, you would call it a kesher shel kayama, because you want that not to last for as long as the stitch is going to be there. And lach ora has to be looked at as a heaven. You see the rice over here. Okay. But we said the closing of the wound might be necessary because of an infection. So we do close up the wound in order to reduce infection. Now, what happens if the doctor says that infection, hey, no problem, come tonight, go to the ER after Shabbos, and the medical science says that the chances of any infection setting in by tonight, and an infection that we will not be able to easily clean out, very, very low, not a problem. There's no pikuach nevesh over here. However, if you bring the wound in now, 10 a.m., Shabbos morning, so then the outcome, plastic surgery outcome, the cosmetic outcome, is going to be far, far better than if you wait till tonight and then the edges of the wound are already frayed and skin has already died. And so tonight you're looking at a significant scar, and this morning you're looking at a nice, smooth outcome. So now already we're not talking about pikuach nefesh. Now we're talking about, and it could be that if it's in a certain part of the body, by the matter of bichlal. But let's say it is in a facial part, it is on something which is readily seen. Now let's say it's a woman who is concerned about other parts of her body. So then this is a very difficult situation, because lachara, for cosmetic outcome, one would not be mechal Shabbos. It would not do an Issa Deiraisa. So there are two very important mahalchim amongst the Gedolei Yisrael, which the Rav should take into account in passing these shadows. One is that Rav Shlomo Zalman says that this tefira is an isid rabbanan and isid deraisa. And the reason he gives is that we have no basis to say that stitching up a person is the malacha aksuba b'tayra. In the Mishkan, the stitching was done on urias, was done on clothing, was done on curtains, was done in order to make the curtains. But mi amar, that stitching up a person is the tfir hamor b'tayra. And the Rav Sternbach, on the other hand, says that he's not convinced of that, but he does think that the purpose of stitching is much different than the purpose of sewing. Sewing is that you bring two pieces, you want to join two pieces together. Stitching is you want to bring two pieces of skin together so that they will grow on their own. You don't want the stitches not to hold the skin together, you're not making a piece of cloth. So he thinks that the purpose of the stitching and the purpose of sewing is so significantly different that this is not the stitching of Mur B'Torah. However, there's no reason to assume that Chazal wouldn't say that this is also. Where I have the difficulty with this approach is that for some reason they don't address the knotting, the making of the knots. Would they go as far as to say that the knots that are made on the stitches are different than the knots that are made on the in the course of making the nets to catch the chilazon according to one shita? I think it's very hard to say. Or the knots that were made in order that certain things, certain cloths should not fray away. These are all knots on themselves. So that's why I find it a little bit difficult to take the tshuva of Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Schoenbach to its very end. Although I have to say that all these both Gedolei Yisrael, Yvav and Achav and Achayim, are very practical people. They're not people who pask in the abstract. Shlomo Zalman was the Rav of Shaar Tzedek for many years, so he saw stitches. He knew, and Moshe Sternbach, these are all the Gedolei Yisrael who are very, very practically oriented. So that's why it's very hard for me to say that they weren't making a comment on the knots as well. However, there is the next question is, so let's even assume it's an Issur d'Rabbanan, or let's say that one will have a non-Jew do the stitching there. Right? There are probably excellent plastic surgeons that are not Jewish. So it'll be an Amir Lanofri. So it'll be, and the chances of being in the OR and getting a Jewish fellow to stitch, what are the chances? So it'd be on a Drabanan level anyways. If you're doing a double Drabanan, so then it's a mitzvah. So not to have a scar is certainly a tzarech mitzvah. Not to have a scar is probably, if it's in anything that's visible, it's probably a very, very significant tzarech. It's not just it's probably a significant hefzid. Rachman al-San, the person has a facial scar, so the way that we are nowadays, the way that Americans are nowadays, scars are sometimes a very significant hazard. A person, there are people who will have trouble getting a job because that's the way people think nowadays. And certainly for a girl getting a shidduch, and even the guys, because that's the way the world is nowadays. So scars in the wrong place are a very significant hazard. A person should look at it that way. Ad kedei kach, that there might be room to say, we will discuss, when we discuss Amira La'akum, that there is a sheet of the Itur, that a mirror that you can ask a goy to do a malacha when there's a very, very significant hefset. And it's very possible that we should be mitzarif that here as well. So it's an Amira La'akum for a very big hefset, certainly. Or, again, Amira La'akum on something where Gedolei Yisrael said, this is an Iser, the Rabbanan to begin with. There is the next level of inquiry over here is that when the doctors do stitches, one has to keep in mind that a stitch to close up a wound in order that there should not be an infection, there's X number of exterior stitches. Stitches, in order to have a good cosmetic outcome, require many more stitches on the outside and require sometimes micro stitches on the inside. So we're looking at a much different level over here. In other words, when we're talking about pikuach nefesh, so that can be done with much less chilul Shabbos than when we're talking about a good cosmetic outcome. However, a good cosmetic outcome, in addition to it being a hefsid, is also I believe that the doctor doing it adaita de nafshoi. In other words, anybody in the ER does not want, the doctor himself takes pride in his work. The doctor will not want to do a bad job. He will not want to have a scar. So once you're in the doctor's hands, that doctor will want to do the number, the best, the number of stitches that are required, the most, the largest number of microstitches that are required, because it's his reputation, it's his work. So it becomes a daita nafshoi. So it's not even a miral and akum at that point. So that's why another reason why, and then furthermore, let's say it's a Jewish doctor, so there would be one other svara lehokel, and that is the svara of kol tzirachot. We mentioned that the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk, like the Rambam, it's like a Magid Mishnah, that the Vikuach Nevesh, we are matter kol tzirachot. Exactly what kol tzirachot is, it's very hard to define, because to say kol tzirachot means you can to an Eastern device to buy the guy a newspaper so he'll be happy. So nobody says that's kol tzirachot. So kol tzirachot, but to say that kol tzirachot are the normal medical protocol, was normally done, that's not such a big stretch. So it would not be unreasonable to say that kol tzirachot, there is a chiddush over here, because usually kol tzirachot means l'rananoi u'lachazkoi, what will make him a healthier and make his recuperation better. Over here we're saying the kol tzirachot is a better cosmetic outcome. So that's a chiddush. What we're suggesting is that since it's part of the normal medical protocol, so then it would be, it might be in the category of kol tzirachot. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to ask about a Jewish doctor.
About what?
About a Jewish doctor.
Yeah, so if a Jewish doctor, number one, comes in on the level of pikuach nefesh, and the challenge for a Jewish doctor is over the top, because again, it's his entire reputation that is at stake. Go ahead, yeah.
I wonder how much pain pays into it. Meaning, let's say cleaning it later, pikuach nefesh wise, isn't a big deal.
Yeah.
But if we wait till later that process, that's not so. We're not so nervous pikuach nefesh wise, but as long as you do a more painful procedure later, cleaning up the room. Versus a much easier experience now.
Yeah. So, the reduction of pain is allows Isuri de Rabbanon. It would not allow, even Isuri de Rabbanon has to be, probably the pain of what you're describing would allow Isuri de Rabbanon. Isuri de Raisa, reduction of pain, very high to make. The only thing I would say is that that reduction of pain would, I think, would clearly come in under kol tzirachot. So it means that right now there is a pikuach nefesh right now. But again, Shulchan Aruch says if I can do it later on, I have to think about that. If I can do it later on and it'll be more painful. So kol tzirachot usually means I know it's pikuach nefesh right now, so now I can push the envelope of my care. But if it's not pikuach nefesh right now, so then I'm only responding to kaven. So then I'm not sure.
Also, at some point, it's pikuach nefesh. The question is.
Right, but then Shulchan Aruch says that if there's a pikuach nefesh and the doctors say that it will not matter at all whether it's done now or done later, then we do take care of it later. That is, it is. So again, for the there is a very just that for Lomdus is a very interesting discussion in print between Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Moshe Shturmbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman as a raya that when it's allowed to be mechallel Shabbos albeit al yedei drabbanan in order for a good cosmetic outcome brings a raya from the tzitzin she'enam atman of Ris Mila. And the Gemara says that the Torah, that there are tzitz, there are certain strands of orla, which, if they are not removed, is not a good bris. It has to be recut. And there are tzitz in Shein and Makvin, there are certain strands of orla that should be removed. If they're not removed, there is a good bris. But even they should be removed, so the Torah says, it's not a funny mitzvah. that this is part of the, this makes the bris a more muhudidike bris. And then Gemara says, and as long as one is doing the bris on Shabbos, and the, it's mutter to do the bris on Shabbos, so then one can even, as long as one is doing the bris, everybody knows this Ramah because of the bris kerovim's basis, his understanding of Hidur Mitzvah based on it. So Machlokes Rambam Tosfos Halacha Pshat, but as long as you're doing the bris, then you can continue to take off the tzitzim, which otherwise are not marked. So on a Monday, it makes a lot of sense. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, take off a certain amount of tzitzim, because that's the bris. Take off more tzitzim because of Hidur Mitzvah. Okay, but on Shabbos, so the bris is Lecha Shabbos. Hidur Mitzvah is not Lecha Shabbos. Allah is, as long as I'm still doing the bris, I can keep on doing the Hidur Mitzvah part. Alright? Tacha Adin. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you see that for a cosmetic outcome, one is allowed to do something which otherwise would be awesome. And even though Rav Shlomo Zalman does not take it to the end to say that I can do a Suri Deraisa for cosmetic outcome, but he said I can do the stitching that he said Rabbana, because it's not demonstrated that it was done in Mikdash. So the Jewish, Rav Shlomo Zalman would come out and say, a Jewish doctor is doing a Tfira de Rabbanon for cosmetic outcome, mutter. Right? That's how we would. We don't understand exactly how to explain that because of the nodding involved. So maybe the nodding is a Rabbanon Dika nodding. Why? Because in a week or two, it's going to go away. It's not there. It's not holding on forever. Sometimes they come out in a week. The stitches come out. Sometimes 2 weeks. But so within a week, certainly there's a sheep that less than 7 days is not. We could probably find the mahalach to say that since it's ultimately not la'olam, it's just made for the duration of as long as we need to have the skin pulled together. All right. So that's what I have to assume, something along those lines. So that would be Rishon Zalman's mahalach, so to speak, or the Kol Tzaracha mahalach. But if Moshe Sternbach says, this is a huge chiddush, to say that what Kadosh Baruch Hu defined as a beautiful part of a mitzvah deraisa, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us this is the mitzvah. So does that mean that now I can say that therefore the cosmetic appearance of a person is also up there, like the noi mitzvah, the Hebrew mitzvah of bris milah? Because Baruch Hu defined this Hidur Mitzvah. Shlomo Zalman, that's your Yerushalmi kind of style. Because Baruch Hu said, this is Noi, this is Noi Mitzvah, this is that way the bris looks good. That means that for a good cosmetic outcome, in that case, because Baruch Hu said a good cosmetic outcome is a nicer bris. And over here, we're saying a good cosmetic outcome is also of great value. But Moshe Sternbach says this is a very, very big jump to bring this as a raya for a kula in the case of cosmetic stitches. So again, Yosemite calls that to have a non-Jew do the stitching as he would normally do, so that l'chara is mutter, even though he's doing it right, even though we could do much less for b'kuch nefesh, and we're doing much more for cosmetic outcome, either to nafshoy, mila nafri, the ether, many reasons. For a Jew to do it, so I believe that Gedolei Yisrael would make on it, but a little bit has to be better understood. Good. Let's now move onto another very important issue comes from Bachor Maisa, and that is the return home. In other words, the medical professional takes care of the chola. Right? And pikuach nefesh, no question, God forbid, trauma, accident, whatever it is, goes out there, a tzolot driver goes out there, and now they brought the person to the hospital. Pikuach nefesh is over. So they go to the 24/7 chesed room in the hospital and spend the rest of Shabbos there. So when it comes to Hatzolah drivers, Rav Moshe wrote, at a time when the dispatching was done from a central location, he said one has to bring the car back to the central location because it's useless to have the ambulance at the hospital when they are, number one, they could be poorly located, number two, they could be out of communication. There are Hatzolah groups that actually have non-Jews ride on Shabbos Davka to bring the ambulance back to the central location. And part of that is because nowadays the argument of Rav Moshe no longer holds. You don't have to be near the dispatch center to get dispatched. You can get just as well dispatched from the home, hospital. So unless the hospital is out of the way, so the argument of Rav Moshe, which was very, very relevant and true when Rav Moshe penned the tshuva, is probably no longer the Metzius anymore. But that's not our issue. Our issue is the doctor is on call and gets called out. Can he go back home? When the neighbor takes somebody into the hospital on Shabbos, can they come back home? So the Mahalach, the Haskamas HaPoskim, is that in these situations, the doctor and the Malaveh, the neighbor, can come back home with a non-Jew. There is a very surprising tshuva by Rav Moshe, where he allows even Chilul Shabbos, they rise and allows a Jew to come back on his own. And we'll explain that. And there is a Mahalach. And then that, and those are the two Malachim that we find amongst the Poskim. But the overwhelming Haskamas HaPoskim is to see Rav Moshe as a very Mechudishtik approach. What is this all based on? After all, once the baby is born, so there's no Pikuach Nefesh, so why should we allow the Yeledes, not the Yeledes, the nurse, to the Miyaledes, to go back? Once the person, the Chayla, is brought to the hospital, so the driver is no longer doing Pikuach Nefesh, and once the doctor is finished taking care of this patient, no Pikuach Nefesh. So there's a Mishnah in Erevin that says, Kol HaYotzin LaHatzil, whoever goes out for Pikuach Nefesh purposes, is allowed to be Choser, is allowed to stay within the 2,000 Amos. It can go beyond 2,000 Amos of where he is right now. There are different versions of that din in the mission of the Gemara, depending on whether it's a soldier that goes out, depending on whether it is an active war, not active war, depending on whether the soldier can leave his arms outside of the town, can't leave outside of the town. But the basic din that there is heter, the chazal vermeiko, even after the pikuach nefesh is no longer a concern, is recorded in that Mishnah by virtue of allowing the individual to travel more than 2,000 amos. And the Rambam's lashon is kedei shelo yisrashel lo'osad lavoi, and Tosfos' lashon is he tiru sovon otu tchilosa. In other words, the Tosfos says that we are concerned that the doctor will not respond the way he should respond to the chola if it's Friday night and he realizes he's spending the rest of Shabbos in a hospital. He will let the, if it was a Tuesday, he would fly in there because he's coming back home a few hours later. But if it's Shabbos, he'll say, you know, there are residents. It's already July 2nd. They have one day on under their belt, you know, so let them take care of this this chola. Right? They finished graduate school. They're licensed. So I'll be in phone contact. Right? So that's, so therefore, tiru some otzilos. And however, if the guy knows, if we allow him to come back, he'll fly in there and do what he's supposed to do. And the Rambam says that we're afraid that lo'osilovoy, and that right now he'll take care of the person. Right now he'll go in, but next time when he gets the call in Shabbos and he remembers he was sitting there hours and hours in a hospital room without a gemara, without a chumash, without a, so then, such a terrible Shabbos, he won't go in the next time. But the point is the same. that we are mekel after the pikuach nefesh is over, either in order to make sure that the doctor is responsive now, or even a bigger chiddush, to make sure he's responsive in the future time. How mekel are we? So the Gemara says we allow tchum Shabbos. So exactly what does that mean? So the Chassam Sofer had a situation where there was a doctor who would go from place to place on his horse, and he was taken care, and he called out, and he then wrote the Chassam Sofer, "I'm allowed to come back." The Chassam Sofer said that he's allowed to come back by horse, even though riding goes to Nisid Rabbanon. Chassam Sofer raised the question when a Jew goes out to take care of an Eino Yehudi, so then it's really his own Pikuach Nefesh, not the Pikuach Nefesh that's driving this, and therefore questionable whether Chazal or Meiko the Tiru Sotot Yechosim because of one's own Pikuach Nefesh. Nevertheless, Chassam Sofer came to the conclusion that what is allowed to do an Issa D'Rabbonon after one takes care of a Chole Mesukan. One could say that nowadays, when one takes care of a Chole Mesukan in Yehudi, it's not one's own Pikuach Nefesh that's the driver, it's Pikuach Nefesh of Kol Yehudi B'Yehudi B'Yisrael. And the Chiddush of the Chassam Sofer was that it was Lav Davka, the Yisuf Tchum, that was being raised. One could have easily made an argument that it was Davka Tchum, that Chazal were saying that you're Mokim Yeshiva. Still, the fact that you were called out, that doesn't change your mokim yeshiva. Be mekel, we'll allow you to go back, something like that. But the Chassam Sofer understood that it was not this one Issa D'Rabbanan. It was an example of Issa D'Rabbanan. Much later, in Tzvi Pesach in the 50s, I think, there was a doctor who wrote to Tzvi Pesach and asked him if he is allowed to turn off his car when he comes back home. And he went to do his Pikuach Nefesh, drove back home. Can I turn off the car? Can I do kibui? I want to do kibui so there's enough gas left in case I get called later on. So Tzvi Pesach says, who was Mati to drive home? What do you mean? Yes, the wrong question. Turn off the car, that's a kibui. Could be the Topechom, he said, Rabbonon, it could be Mekel, you need to have the Shinik. But who said you could drive back home? Oh, you mean you could drive back home because of the Gemara, because of Mishnah Erevin? What are you talking about? That was Chazal were Mekel in the Tchum. They weren't Mekel in the Havara. They weren't Mekel in anything but Tchum. They were Mekel in. And Lamai, he says, Chassam Sofer, Kevar Hoyer Zokin, Chassam Sofer had a big Chiddush. That hard to find in the Rishonim. He had a big Chiddush that wasn't Davka Tchum. It was any Yisad Rabbanon. Kevar Hoyer Zokin, okay, we'll go with the Chassam Sofer. You can have a Goy drive you home, but you drive home by yourself. Mi Amar. And that was that's the psak from Tzvi Pesach until Rav Moshe wrote that was Mukubo, that the doctor can take a non-Jew back home. Kedei shelo yisrash shel yosel lover. Rav Moshe argues that the svara should allow even yisrael deraisa. And once you're saying it's a chiddush to say that he tiru seven otu tchilasa, but once you say that, you're saying this, I'm going to get this doctor out there to take care of the guy because I'm allowed him to come back home. So why shouldn't I'll be svar be making Issa D'Oraisa? Pikuach Nefesh. I want to get the doctor there. So it's a chiddush to say that I'm worried about the next week. But in Achana, even next week, it's a little bit more of a stretch. It's a chiddush. So Rav Moshe argues that whatever it takes to get the doctor to the hospital should be mata even D'Oraisa. So that was Rav Moshe's mechudishtik approach. Shlomo Zalman wrote in Simon Ches, the famous tshuva, one of it. And Simon, why is it famous? Because he has a long apology to Rav Moshe that he asked Rishus before he wrote this. In other words, Shlomo Zalman, he took a very, very strong, a very strongly worded tshuva. He thought Rav Moshe was very, very mechudishtik. And the stakes are very, very high. It could be the Mekel and doctors for whole Shabbos for Shabbos to do Yisuri Deraisa. So, in a situation where Tzvi Pesach held, it was mamish only just just the tchum that he was making. So the very strongly worded Shlomo Zalman argues that observing, he said, and if the doctor will tell you that he has to make some, has to take his suit to the cleaners in order, because how can he go to the hospital in a dirty suit? So you're going to be makel hold on it. This can't be. Nope. If I heard it's okay, that you're going to be serving the Rabbanim. Okay. So that's not so poiskim is very much like Shlomo Zalman reverses. And if a person, every so often a person says, but Rav Moshe said, so I remind them, Rav Moshe said that you're supposed to be in the hospital also. You know, you're going to be a Talmud of Rav Moshe. So he says, if you're on call, Rav Moshe says, and you think you need to call it on Shabbos, stay in the hospital. So you gotta be consistent. You want to be Samech and Rav Moshe, that when you get called in on Shabbos, and you weren't on call, and it was unlikely, so you stayed home. All right? So then you can drive home yourself. So then, when you're on call, and it's Friday afternoon, and he says, and there's a good chance you're going to get called in because you're in a cardiac service, and every single day people get called in, so you stay in. So if you want to follow Rav Shlomo Zalman, you can go home Friday afternoon, but then you take a goy home. And if you want to follow Rav Moshe, I still would not advocate it because it's a very mechunshtik sheet of Rav Moshe. But you gotta be. If you gotta be semech and Rav Moshe because of his preeminence, then you have to be semech and Rav Moshe erev Shabbos and staying also because of preeminence. So that's the. That is the deal with going home. How does this play itself out in other situations? So that means that we mentioned before that every chol and mesukah needs an advocate in the hospital nowadays. That we would very almost never send a person on his own. So you're driving somebody in. So then we say, yeah, your neighbor, go. The neighbor says, I have to stay all the Shabbos. So he's going to hesitate. Then I'll say, no Uber, maybe call me, we'll have phone contact. You know, the idea of going in on a Friday night, that's a scary thing. So we say, no, halach is you go, take care of him, make sure it's stable, and then come back. What happens if it's a brother, a sister? Okay. What happens if it's a parent? So here's where the poskim say, whoa, let's go slow here. A parent is not misrasho, take a child in. A parent doesn't say, I can't believe my child in the hospital, because they have to spend Shabbos there. So it's very hard to be makel for a parent. A parent has to stay in the hospital. What about a husband, a wife? Also, I think it's very hard to be makel. Child, that's a bom machteris. I don't know, maybe child is different, I don't know. It's a judgment call Rav has to make. At what point do we say that he tiru sovanot tchilosan? Again, the stakes are lower because we start talking to the Rabbanon, lasa lovay, I don't know. It's a little bit, that's where it has to make a judgment call. But to me it's clear a parent is not allowed to come back. To me it's clear that a spouse is not allowed to come back. Could be a situation where a spouse has 10 kids at home. So then maybe there is a little bit of a cheshbon that you have to make a decision. Then there are two other situations that I want to mention before we take questions, and that is, what about the doctor who is whose shift ends at Shabbos? All right, the doctor is. It has a, let's say, shift starts Friday, ends midnight Friday night, or a doctor is on call, but he has to do rounds, he has to go in. So he takes a goy in Shabbos morning based on the Shuv of Shlomo Zalman and the Chas Yitzchok and the Yosef, and then his shift ends at, I don't know, there's around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The long Shabbos, summer Shabbos. So, L'chayra, he can't come back. That's what Waldenberg points out. Others point out as well. Because when he went in the morning, he didn't go in because we're afraid of Shem Yisrael Shalos Alove. He didn't go in because of, because he was making a judgment call. He went in because if he doesn't go in, he's in violation of his contract with the hospital. That's the deal. If he doesn't go in, then he may lose his position in his residency. What, you're not going to go in on Shabbos? You get the call? Right. If so, if the rule is that you're on, that you have to go in based on your obligations, so then I don't think there's any hazard to come back. If you're going in because that's the rule of the service, in other words, you get the call from the resident. The resident says the call from the intern, and the rules are you get the call, you go in. You're not making a judgment call. You got to go in. If you're the attending, and the call from the resident, and there are times when the attending will say, look, give me the following, it sounds like, a mild heart attack. Sounds like everything under control. He stays, the patient is stable. All right? If it's, I don't know, there could be numerous situations where the doctor could say, it's a judgment call. Do I monitor it from home, or do I go and see the patient myself? Right? The resident's been up there, been there for 6 months. He's been there for 7 months. Hey, I'll tell you, how experienced. This resident can't, this resident can't handle it. So the rule is, if it's a Tuesday and you're going in, you go in on Shabbos. If it's a judgment call, then you can take a cab back, because we want you to make the right call. So Rav Alderman makes that point with policemen. When it comes to policemen, a policeman goes called out on a, I don't know, a bad situation. So when this goes back to when the state protocols were being set up for the Medina, it was a safer call, safer Medina. So I think of Herzig, maybe Megill, I think, and Rav Oldenburg, who was much younger, much, much younger. Rav Oldenburg was one of the stars that Louis Herzig had pulled together. Herzig at one point, Herzig was an absolute genius. And so he set up many of the protocols for the state. But one of the amazing things Herzig did is he pulled together a koilo to help him figure out halacha. Well, that's a mark of a giant. So, and he needed this koilo for all sorts of different decisions. Many of the iguna shilas after the Second World War, the Herzig Center. So he pulled together this koilo. This koilo was, I think, it's Pesach. Was in the call. I think Rav Alman was in the call. I think Shlomo Zalman, young Rav Yosef was in the call. You think what was going on in that room? And that's just a few of the names. There are that call produced so many poskim. They tried to get Rav Yosef to come to the call, but he was a loner. So they finally prevailed upon him to come Friday mornings to Shmuz as well. So, but these are people. They were talking about these giants when they were in their 20s. And you just see the greatness of Herzig, that he recognized who these people were, and that he was already an older Rav who had served in England for many, many years. But the Emptus Teresaino, you pulled together these, and they learned together, and he would come in and discuss issues with them. So, but Waldenberg was said that a policeman who gets called out, he cannot come back. He'd have to come back to be at his post. He'd have to come back to, but he can't come back with Torah's Kol HaYotzim Hatzel Chodin, because that was his job to go out. He wasn't responding to a judgment call. He couldn't have said, that doesn't sound so bad. It's only like a one policeman situation. He has to go, because that's the rules. So that becomes, now I have to, for full disclosure, there's something I have not fully researched, and that one of the recent from the Kemen Beretz Yisrael is, seems to say that Shlomo Zalman was Mako even, or David was Mako even when the doctor was on call. So I don't understand that, and I have to write to find out why he would say such a thing. But Lenny's idea that I don't see how it fits in to the way that we understand the halacha. So I think this should be the approach. When a doctor is on call on Friday, and the shift ends at, let's say, 6 o'clock, right? So then, Rav Schechter says that then there is no, the shift ends at 6, and the doctor, and the Shabbos comes in at, let's make it easier. The shift ends at, Shabbos comes in at 6. The shift ends at 5. And he's saying, because he's admitted a patient, and his patient not stable yet. So you wait till the patient is stable before you hand the patient over. So Rav Schechter holds that that doctor is in for the whole Shabbos. Because Rav Schechter holds, that we pass him like a belief, so Rav Eger says that he tiru sovereign otot chilosan is only when we were matir chilosan. When we were mekel in Hilchah Shabbos, but bikuach nevim v'shdoch et chilosan, so then we are matir soifan. However, when pikuach nevish was not doiche chilosan, then we were not matir soifan. But nias daiti, this approaches, and I mentioned it with Talmid Rav Schechter, and this could be the end of the Ha'ara. But I think that most poskim, many poskim, do not pass that Rabbi Vega Lamaisa. And they take the Svara of Shalos Rash Losalova as being the ruling Svara. And they take the Svara of that we want the doctor to stay. So Lachar, it plays itself out in the same way. My shift is over at 5. I can legally stay at 5, leave at 5. I can hand over at 5. I will not, it's a defensive, it's not, they won't love me for it, my friends, my colleagues, if I drop an unstable patient. But they have to live with it. But the patient will do better if I stay with the patient. I've been watching the patient for the last 3 hours. I've been making decisions for the last 3 hours. I know all the value. I've watched them. I've watched this I've watched this possible stroke for the last 3 hours. So ain't a dumb real ishmiya. So I'm going to hand it over. If it would be a Tuesday, I would stay. So the doctor stays. He stays because that's the best medical care. He stays because that's the most important reason. It happens to be that it's smart to stay, because your colleagues will appreciate that you do value pikuach nefesh over Shabbos. But there are times when you can have your Shabbos and do good hospital work, and then you want your Shabbos. So it's both smart that, and alpidin in that case, but it's also a judgment call. The doctor could say that I can hand over now. I can legally hand over. So then I think the doctor could say, it's close to being stable. You see this 10 times. By the time I'm in my shower, he'll be stable. He could say, I'm handing over to this guy. He's far better than me. He knows what's going on. So since one can convince oneself that one can hand over, but what's really happening is, I want to get home for showers. So then halacha is stay, take care of the patient, come back, and go back with a goy. What happens if a doctor says, it's not going to happen to me, I will not be Miss Rasha. It's a mutter for me to come back. So l'chaira, gedolo chachmei Yisrael, the doctor can say it, but, and he's an emistic guy, and he trusts him, but if Chazal say that this is the way a person thinks, we shouldn't try to, and you go come in with a drabonim, we shouldn't try to outsmart Chazal, right? Usually the metzias is that the doctor can leave a little bit early. It is acceptable, right? If he's done all his work and he's done and he's written everybody up, so usually they can leave early as long as the coverage is there. So since they can usually leave early, I'd be making on that particular case. I'd make on another case, and that is that the doctor knows my shift ends at 6. Now it's Friday morning at 9 o'clock. I just said, if I move these patients quickly, I'll be able to get them all out. I'll be able to write them up, and I'm out of here by 5. But if it's a Tuesday, he functions differently. He'll be patient, he writes it up, slow, 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 slow. So then, that's another case where I think that I'd also be Mekel, because since he would be able to get himself out early. Okay. On the other hand, if this is a big Nisoyim, if there's no way he's leaving till 6, because that's the rules of the hospital, he cannot leave, Shabbos comes at 5, shift ends at 6. Coverage does not come in until 6. I don't see a way that he can be able to come home, even the goy. Right.
What's the difference between it being the rules of the hospital versus
What's going on in my mind? Yeah, am I making a judgment call or not? Chazal were afraid that if I'm making a judgment call, so then I would take into account, I would compromise pikuach nefesh v'shabbos. So Chazal, on the other hand, if what's going on in my mind is, I can't leave now because if I leave now, the hospital will come to harm me. Then what am I doing if I contracted? I can get sued if I leave now. Right, so then what's going on in his mind is not Shabbos. He's not making a judgment call then.
Right.
This is.
Rebbe said that for the policeman that we were dealing from,
no? No, Rebbe would not be making on that case. I think we heard to maybe, but Rebbe was not making on that case because he's responding to the Zohar. Dr. Herbert, what are you saying?
I don't know.
Was that? Okay, so I think we covered. I've had new iterations recently, but I'm not sure how to. Where a young doctor said, "No, I'll see you. We'll discuss it next week. Different iterations, which I had trouble formulating." Okay, good.